from Quality Radio Productions. It's another edition of Classics and Beyond, an exploration of the wide and varied world of classical music. I'm Jake Longwell. We'll open today's program with music of Franz Schubert. We'll hear his 10th string quartet in E-flat major, D87. Schubert completed this work in 1813, when he was all of 16 years old. The work was published posthumously as Opus 125. Schubert died in 1828, when he was only 31. The work is in four movements: Allegro moderato, Scherzo prestissimo, Adagio, and Allegro, respectively. We have an historic recording by the members of the Musical Art Quartet, recorded for Columbia in 1928.
Thank you. Thank you.
The 10th string quartet of Franz Schubert in E-flat major, D87. The work in four movements, Allegro Moderato, Scherzo Prestissimo, Adagio, and Allegro, respectively. As performed by the Musical Art Quartet, at the time of this recording, 1928, the quartet consisted of violinists Sascha Jakobsen and Paul Bernard, violist Louis Kaufmann, and cellist Maria Rumet-Rosanoff. The quartet was founded in 1926 at the Institute of Musical Art in New York, the forerunner to the Juilliard School of Music, and the quartet was around into the 1940s. This performance by the quartet was recorded for Columbia Records in March of 1928 and issued as a 78 RPM album later that year. The album also contains their rendition of another Schubert piece, Hark, Hark, the Lark. Some interesting background about a couple of the members of the musical art quartet. Violinist and leader Sasha Jakobson was a Russian Jewish child prodigy, and he was immortalized in a Gershwin song composed in 1922, the song titled Misha, Yasha, Tosha, Sasha. The original violist in the quartet, Louis Kaufman, who left the group in 1933, would go on to become a famous violinist in Hollywood. You are listening to Classics and Beyond from Quality Radio Productions. I'm Jake Longwell. If you want to get in touch with the program, you can do so by email. The address is qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. That's qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you. If you want more information about Classics and Beyond, such as detailed program playlists, or if you want to stream this and previous episodes in the series at your convenience, then please visit our website, qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. This is Classics and Beyond, program number 1701. We are going to change direction completely for the remainder of this hour. Classical music has a very broad definition, and I, and many others who think as I do, tend to include the avant-garde and contemporary experimental music within the realms of quote-unquote classical music. And we're going to listen to a piece of that right now, as we turn to music of the American composer Pauline Oliveros. Pauline was a pioneer in both the fields of electronic and tape music in the 1960s. She would go on to compose in more of an acoustic or real instrument vein. She would become known especially for her large body of accordion-based works, but we'll be focusing on her pioneering electronic and tape music here, going back to the 1960s, when she composed several pieces at several leading tape music studios and centers at leading universities, including those at Mills College, the University of Toronto, and also the University of California, San Diego. She was also a pioneering member of the San Francisco Tape Music Center. We'll listen to a piece composed at the Mills Tape Music Center in late 1966 or early 1967. At the time, Pauline was working with various frequency oscillators, waveform generators, and very early modular synthesizers, including early units developed by Don Buchla. This piece is from what would come to be known as her Bog series. She grew up in the wetlands of rural Texas, and she composed a series of electronic pieces that were designed to recreate the soundscapes that she heard in her childhood. Of these pieces, probably the best known within electronic and experimental music circles is the piece Alien Bog, but the piece we'll be listening to is titled Mind Bog, music of Pauline Oliveros. Thank you.
I'm gonna Thank you.
Mind Bog. Music composed by and performed by Pauline Oliveros, utilizing various electronic music devices and magnetic tape. The piece conceived at the Tape Music Center at Mills College in late 1966 or early 1967. That piece was previously unreleased until it was finally issued to the public as part of an extensive 12-CD box set, the album Pauline Oliveros, Reverberations, Tape and Electronic Music, 1961 through 1970, released on the Important Records label in 2012 to coincide with the composer's 80th birthday. Sadly, we lost Ms. Oliveros on November 24th, 2016, at the age of 84. This album doesn't feature some of her more famous pieces, including 1965's Bye Bye Butterfly, but, as I said, it includes a lot of previously unreleased material that really delves deep into her various explorations and experimentations with tape and electronic music. And that does it for this hour of the program. My name is Jake Longwell. Thank you, as always, for your company. I hope you enjoyed my selections. Please join me again when you can for another exploration of the wide and varied world of classical music. Classics and Beyond is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.